And for those of you who have joined us via the internet through our friends at Network One Sports, we welcome you to the broadcast. Our good friend Jeremy Smith will toss the ball at center tonight. Part of the three-man crew working in this sectional tournament. Jumping center will be Mitchell Stevenson, the 5'11 senior, going up against the 6'8 sophomore Carter Sobel for Nokomis. A pretty good crowd on hand this evening. Not a packed gym, but a full gym. And here we go. Sectional tournament basketball. Nokomis with the tip, and we are underway. Camden Ransdell will walk the ball into the front court. A man-to-man defense for Altamont. Here's Ransdell. Inside the lane to Braden Sobel. Banks it off the glass, and it drops through. Braden Sobel gets Nokomis on the board 2-0. We've played 15 seconds in the opening quarter. Altamont with the basketball. Out front with it, Alec Biggs. Down on the baseline, it goes to Caleb Witt. They clear the ball back out on the wing. A three-pointer good from Mitchell Stevenson. He's their three-point expert, and it's a 3-2 lead for Altamont. 7.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Nokomis with the basketball. Here's Hendrix Barnes on the right wing, down to the corner. Sobel from Carter out to Braden. Good. Braden Sobel with the jumper from the free throw line gives Nokomis a 4-3 lead. We played 50 seconds in the opening quarter. Here's Stevenson for Altamont. A bounce pass off to Alec Biggs. Biggs into the front court, double teamed out front, traveled. Turnover number one goes to Altamont tonight. So with a minute gone in the opening quarter, Nokomis will get the basketball back, leading 4-3. Winner of this game moves on to the championship game Friday night at 7. If Nokomis is there, we're going to be there. Here's Braden Sobel. Around to Camden Ransdell. Baseline jumper is good. Ransdell with his first bucket tonight. And that makes it a 6-3 lead for Nokomis. Here's Stevenson for Altamont in the backcourt. The ball knocked away from Alec Biggs and now stolen right back by Altamont. Here's Stevenson into the front court for Altamont. Along the left wing, gives it back out to Denver Dukewitz. Dukewitz back out front to Stevenson. Along the wing they go to Jarhouse. And now a three-pointer from Stevenson is good. And that ties the ball game at 6. 6:15 to go in the opening quarter. Nokomis with the basketball. Here's Hendrix Barnes with the ball. Dribbling out near midcourt. Around to the left side off to Camden Ransdell. Back out to Barnes from the right elbow. Good. Hendrix Barnes with his first bucket tonight. And an 8-6 lead for Nokomis. Here comes the pressure by Nokomis. And Barnes with the steal. And now the ball kicked away. It'll be out of bounds for Nokomis. That was the third turnover by Altamont tonight. 5:53 to go in the opening quarter, an 8-6 lead for Nokomis as Nokomis inbounds the basketball. Here's Ransdell out near midcourt. Flips the ball off to Hendrix Barnes. Back to Camden. Ransdell to the left elbow, feeds down low to Barnes. Baseline jumper, no good. Follows the shot, gets the rebound, has it stripped away. The ball out of bounds, going to belong to Nokomis. The official pointed the Altamont direction and then changed his mind. He got the call correct in the end. McDowell will inbound the basketball for Nokomis. Comes into Ransdell. Camden, skip pass off to Hendrix Barnes. Barnes inside the lane, 10-footer blocked. Braden Sobel grabs it, flips it back out to Ransdell, across to Barnes again. Now into Carter Sobel, down on the low block. Carter puts it on the floor, puts it off the glass, no good. The ball tipped to the side, picked up by Stevenson for Altamont. Stevenson pulls up, 15-footer, no good. Rebound on the weak side by Austin McDowell for Nokomis. 5:10 to go in the opening quarter. Nokomis with an 8-6 lead in the basketball. There's a pass to Braden Sobel out of his reach, out of bounds. Turnover number two by Nokomis. The ball will go back to Altamont. Nokomis will come with some full court pressure. There's Mitchell Stevenson on the dribble in the backcourt. Stevenson picks up the dribble. Needs some help now. Gets it from Alec Biggs. Biggs, a bounce pass back to Stevenson into the front court. Stevenson out near midcourt. Around to the right side off to Biggs. Biggs drives in towards the lane. Kicks the ball to the corner. Here's a three from the corner. No good by Jarhouse. The ball rebounded by Altamont. And now we're going to have a holding foul called against Nokomis. This one will be against Camden Ransdell, his first, team's first, out of bounds for Central A&M, or out of bounds for Altamont, rather. And an 8-6 lead for Nokomis with 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. Altamont with the basketball. Here's Biggs with the ball. Back to Stevenson, Yarhouse. Back to Stevenson at the point. And now a hand check foul called against Austin McDowell. McDowell will get his first, team second. Out of bounds for Altamont. 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. Nokomis with a 2-point lead, 8-6. And Yarhouse will inbound the basketball for Altamont. Comes into Mitchell Stevenson. Stevenson drives down to the corner, gives it to Yarhouse, back to Stevenson, around to Biggs. Biggs, a bounce pass back out to Stevenson, lost his dribble, gives it off to Yarhouse on the right side. Back to Stevenson. Yarhouse, a three ball, got blocked in there. It's picked up underneath by Dukewitz. They feed out to Stevenson on an NBA three, no good. And the rebound by Camden Ransdell for Nokomis. My goodness, he was about three steps behind the arc that time with that three-point shot. We played half of the first quarter. Nokomis with an 8-6 lead. Barnes in the lane. Hendricks pulls up. 10-footer, no good. Carter Schauble the rebound. One dribble out to Braden. And now Nokomis resets the offense. Here's Barnes with it out front. Off to Camden Ransdell. Ransdell lobs underneath to Braden Schauble. Knocked away. Turnover number three by Nokomis. And now Ransdell almost knocks the ball away from Stevenson. It goes to Biggs, back to Yarhouse in the corner. Here's Biggs. Stevenson, a bounce pass out front. Back to Biggs on the right wing. He'll drive in towards the lane. Gives the ball back out to Mitchell Stevenson, the 5'11 senior, who has all 6 points for Altamont tonight. Here's Stevenson at the top of the key. Backing in. Leads off to the right side. Biggs with a three-point shot, no good. And the rebound by Hendricks Barnes. Altamont lives or dies by the three-point shot. Nokomis with a 2-point lead. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Nokomis with the basketball. Barnes out front to Braden Schauble. Back to Hendricks Barnes. Back out to Braden Schauble at the top of the key. Braden's going to pop a 17-footer, no good. And the rebound by Mitchell Stevenson for Altamont. He races into the front court, down the lane, and a foul called against Hendricks Barnes. Barnes will get his first, team's third, and two free throws coming up for Mitchell Stevenson of Altamont. 2:40 to go in the opening quarter. Stevenson, a 5'11 senior, one of only two seniors on this ball club this year for Altamont. Free throw is up and good. He has all 7 Altamont points. That makes it an 8-7 ball game. And he could tie it up with a free throw here. Scores tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. Next toss by Stevenson is too long, and the rebound by Carter Schauble for Nokomis. Nokomis with a 1-point lead with 2.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. There's Ransdell into the front court. Off the comes to McDowell. Austin takes one dribble. Back to Carter Schauble. Barnes, right elbow. Jump shot. No good. Rebound, Braden Schauble. Braden puts it up from 6 feet away. No good. McDowell the rebound. Austin had it. Lost it. Now tries to pass out of trouble and throws the ball away. And now a foul called. A blocking foul on Braden Schauble, I believe, of Nokomis. His bodies went flying on the court. Braden gets his first, team's fourth. Out of bounds for Altamont with 2:12 to go in the opening quarter. Altamont trailing by a point, 8-7. Here's Biggs back out to Stevenson. Off on the wing, they go to Dukewitz. Dukewitz, a bounce pass underneath for Caleb Witt. It's out of his reach, out of bounds. Turnover number 4 for Altamont. So with a couple minutes to go in the opening quarter, Nokomis gets the ball back, leading 8-7. Ransdell will walk the ball into the front court. Top of the key. Down the lane he goes. Off to Barnes on the right wing. Hendricks takes a dribble. Back out to Braden Schauble. Back to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes gives it to McDowell deep in the right corner. Barnes underneath the Schauble. Carter turns, shoots, no good. Rebound Ransdell. Camden with the left hand puts it off the glass and in. Ransdell with 4. Nokomis leads by 3, 10-7. 90 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Stevenson out front with the basketball. And he drives down the lane, misses the layup, and Carter Schauble with the rebound. Nokomis with a 10-7 lead as we approach 70 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. Here's Hendricks Barnes way out front along the sidelines. as Nokomis spreads the floor to try to take some time off the clock. Barnes still standing there with the basketball as we turn under a minute to play here in the opening quarter. Class 1A sectional tournament action from Central A&M High School. Nokomis battling Altamont tonight. Nokomis with a three-point lead. We're down to 44 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. Barnes still standing there holding the basketball. He's done that for about 30 seconds now. And nobody comes out to guard him. He's just going to stand there. There's no closely guarded rule if you're not within 3 feet. 24 seconds and counting. Nokomis with a three-point lead. We're counting down the first quarter. 20 seconds and counting. Barnes still holding the ball. Now gives it off to Camden Ransdell with 14 seconds. Camden with 10. Ransdell comes around to Barnes. Barnes looks to McDowell. Austin on the baseline. Feeds off to Sobel. Carter with it. Puts it off the glass and in. Carter Sobel with his first bucket tonight, and that ends the first quarter of play. After 8 minutes of play in the sectional semifinal, it's Nokomis 12, Altamont 7. Back with second quarter action in 60 seconds. Terry Toad back at Central A&M High School after one quarter of play in the sectional. Nokomis with a 12-7 lead. The ball will belong to Altamont to begin the second quarter of play. And here we go. The winner of this game moves on to the championship game Friday night at 7 o'clock. Here's Stevenson into the front court. Alec Biggs. Skip pass back to Stevenson on the right wing. Stevenson back to the top of the key. Picks up his dribble, gives it off to Alec Biggs. Biggs back out to Stevenson. Stevenson shovels the ball off to Caleb Witt. Back to Yarhouse. Yarhouse now back out to Stevenson. Stevenson back to Yarhouse on the right wing. Stevenson at the point now. Yarhouse down to the right corner, and he's called for traveling. Turnover number 5 by Altamont. And the ball will go back to Nokomis. We played 30 seconds here in the second quarter. Nokomis with a 5-point advantage, 12-7. And into the ball game, B.J. Chaussee for Nokomis. Here's Barnes. Back around to Chaussee. Out of the game is Camden Ransdell. Here's McDowell with the ball. Austin back out front to Barnes, down the lane. Underneath Carter Sobel, off the glass, good. Carter with 4 points tonight. Nokomis increases their lead to 14-7. We played a minute here in the second quarter. In the backcourt, Dukewitz with it. Dukewitz double teamed in the front court, and now the ball knocked into the backcourt where Nokomis picks it up. B.J. Chaussee comes up with it. Turnover number 6 by Altamont. 6:45 to go first half. Nokomis with a 14-7 lead. Here's Chaussee back out to Barnes. McDowell for 3 off the mark. A rebound pulled down by Mitchell Stevenson for Altamont. Ahead to Alec Biggs. Back out to Stevenson to the free throw line. Jump shot up. Go in and out. No good. Braden Sobel with a rebound for Nokomis. Out to Hendricks Barnes. Into the front court comes Hendricks. 6:20 to go in the opening half. A 14-7 lead for Nokomis. Nokomis with the basketball. Here's Barnes slipping the ball to McDowell over his head and out of bounds. Austin would have needed arms about 15 feet long to grab that one. B.J. Chaussee's out. Camden Ransdell back in for Coach Steve Kimbrough and Nokomis. 14-7 Nokomis lead. Altamont with the ball. Here's Biggs into the front court. Down the lane, a bounce pass on the baseline. Shot off the glass, no good by Caleb Witt. It's saved by Altamont. Comes out to Stevenson. Stevenson around to Biggs, and he lost it. No, he keeps it in play. He was almost into the scorer's bench. Here's Yarhouse. Back out to Alec Biggs. Yarhouse in the right corner for Altamont. Back out to Biggs to the free throw line. Spins, puts it up. No good. Rebound, Carter Sobel. Nokomis with the basketball, leading 14-7, 5.5 to go in the first half. Ransdell into the front court, off to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes back out front to Carter Sobel, top of the key, off to Ransdell. Camden, one dribble, puts up the shot, good. Camden with 6 points tonight. Nokomis increases its lead to 16-7. 5:14 to go in the first half. Altamont with the basketball. Yarhouse with it. Back out to Stevenson. Alec Biggs with it. Right wing. looking for some help. A skip pass back to Yarhouse on the left side. Back to Stevenson out front. Bounce pass out to Dukewicz. Here's a three from Biggs. Good! He was way out there on the right side, and Biggs hits his first three-pointer of the night, and that makes it a 16-10 ball game. Nokomis with the lead, the ball, and 4:45 to go in the first half. Here's Hendricks Barnes down to Braden Sobel. He's bumped from behind by Caleb Witt. Witt will get his first personal foul. That's the first team foul for Altamont tonight. And coming into the game, Alex Tassetti for Nokomis, replacing Austin McDowell. Also, Witt is out, and Noah Teasley is in, the 6'1 sophomore for Altamont. Nokomis to inbound on the baseline. Goes into Carter Sobel in the right corner. Back out to Tassetti. Alex backs out near midcourt. Now comes to the left side off to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes trying to direct some traffic. Back out to Carter Sobel at the top of the key. Sobel back to Barnes. Open for three. No good. Rebound Braden Sobel. Braden gives it out to Barnes. Around to Tassetti. Baseline jumper for Alex. No good. And the rebound by Mitchell Stevenson for Altamont. A three-on-one break for Altamont, and they throw the ball away. Turnover number seven for Altamont. Ball back to Nokomis. 4:06 to go, first half. Nokomis with a six-point advantage at 16-10. Camden Ransdell looking to the bench for some instructions. He'll walk it into the front court. Ransdell around to the left side. Feeds off to Carter Sobel in the lane. He turns, shoots, no good. Braden the rebound. Sobel puts it back off the glass and in. Braden with six tonight. And it's an 18-10 lead for Nokomis. Here's Stevenson for Altamont into the front court. Double team near the Coffin corner. Gives it off to Alec Biggs. Biggs down the lane, puts up the runner. Good. Biggs with 5 points. That makes it 18-12. Nokomis with the lead and the ball. 3.5 to go in the first half. Ransdell into the front court. Ben Marley's waiting to check in for Nokomis at the next stoppage of play. Here's Braden Sobel from 17 feet straight on. Good! Braden with 8 points tonight. 20-12, Nokomis. Here's a three from Yarhouse for Altamont. No good. And now we've got a foul coming out. A holding foul on Noah Teasley of Altamont. Teasley will get his first, team second, out of bounds for Nokomis. Ben Marley into the game. Here comes Austin McDowell. Ben's going to replace Braden Sobel. Ben's a 6'2 senior. And Hendricks Barnes comes to the bench for a rest. We're approaching 3 minutes remaining in the first half. Nokomis with an 8-point advantage, 20-12. Here's McDowell, left sideline. And timeout called. 2:58 to go in the first half. Nokomis 20, Altamont 12. We'll come back with more from Central A&M's Class 1A sectional in 40 seconds. An 8-point lead for Nokomis, 20-12. Nokomis will get the ball following the timeout. It's McDowell, Ransdell, Carter Sobel, Alex Tassetti, and Ben Marley in for Nokomis right now. There's Ransdell feeding off to Ben Marley on the left baseline. He tries a skip pass, but it's knocked away. Picked up by Altamont. Turnover number six by Nokomis. Into the corner. Here's Alec Biggs. Fires it back to the corner. Around to Stevenson. Stevenson on the right side. Drives in. Puts it up. No good. The ball knocked out of bounds. Going to belong to Altamont. 2:34 to go in the first half. Altamont will inbound on their baseline. And the trigger man will be Denver Dukewicz. Dukewicz, a bounce pass into Stevenson. Shot blocked in there by Camden Ransdell. Ball goes out of bounds, so Altamont will inbound again. Dukewicz, a bounce pass into Stevenson. Now he tries the fadeaway. Good. Stevenson with 9 points tonight. Makes it 20-14. Nokomis with the lead, the ball, and 2:20 to go in the first half. Here's Camden Ransdell into the front court. Off to the right side, off to Austin McDowell. Into the corner, they go to Alex Tassetti. Alex has gotten a lot more playing time here in the second half of the season. Gives it back out to Carter Sobel. Back across to Tassetti. Alex wanted to shoot the three, but thought better of it. Marley in the corner, back out to Tassetti. There's Tassetti backing the ball out. 1:50 to go in the first half. Nokomis with the lead and the ball. Here's Ransdell. Camden takes one dribble, gives it off to Marley. 100 seconds to go, first half. Tassetti, a three ball up, around and out, no good. Stevenson, the rebound for Altamont. He's an energizer bunny out there, man. He goes from coast to coast, and the shot blocked away by Camden Ransdell again. Nokomis comes up with it. Here's Camden down the lane, feeds off to Marley, puts it up and in, but the basket will not count. An offensive foul, a player control foul called against Nokomis. And this one called against Camden Ransdell. His second, team's fifth, turnover number seven. Marley is out. Braden Sobel back in. Hendricks Barnes is back in for Nokomis. 1:24 to go, first half. Nokomis leads by six. Altamont gets the ball back. Biggs into the front court to Stevenson. Left sideline. Back out to Alec Biggs. Biggs swings the ball around to the right side. Goes through traffic and has his pocket picked. Here's Ransdell with it. Camden in for the layup and he missed it. The ball pops loose. Picked up by Carter Sobel, who goes in. Lost the ball. Picked up there by Ransdell. And now we're going to have a foul called against Altamont. That foul called against Alec Biggs, his first, team's third. Out of bounds for Nokomis on the baseline. 61 seconds to go in the first half. A little lob into Carter Sobel. Back it goes to Hendricks Barnes. Back to Carter Sobel. 10-foot shot. In and out. No good. Rebound by Braden Sobel. Knocked away, and it's going to belong to Nokomis on the baseline. 51 seconds to go in the first half. Nokomis leading 20-14, and Nokomis inbounds the ball to Carter Sobel in the left corner. He'll dribble the ball out around the perimeter. Bounce pass across to Hendricks Barnes. And Nokomis will run some clock. Down to 36 seconds and counting. Barnes did this at the end of the first quarter. Just standing there with the basketball. Now Yarhouse comes up and guards him. He'll give the ball off to Braden Sobel. Back out to Ransdell. Here's Barnes with 21 seconds to go. Gives it off to Austin McDowell. McDowell with 17 seconds. McDowell still has his dribble. Now he puts it on the floor, 10 seconds to go. Austin way out on the wing. Needs some help. Long backdoor pass to Ransdell. Camden layup. Good! Ransdell with eight. What a pass from McDowell. A long shot comes off the backboard at the end of the first half. And there you have it. The first half is in the books. It's Class 1A sectional from Central A&M. It's Nokomis 22. Altamont 14. We'll come back with some halftime stuff right after these messages. Hope you're enjoying our broadcast tonight. Tom Williams producing the broadcast at our WSMI studios. And we'll have the podcast of the game up on the website tomorrow morning, WSMIRadio.com. You can listen to it at your leisure, or you can download a copy for free. 22-14 is the Nokomis lead as we get ready for third quarter action. Leading scorer for Altamont was Stevenson with 9. 8 points from Braden Sobel and Camden Ransdell for Nokomis. It's Ransdell, Barnes, the Sobel boys, and Austin McDowell for Nokomis. Looks like the starters are in for Altamont. Stevenson, Biggs, Yarhouse, Dukewitz, and Witt. Nokomis will get the basketball to begin the third quarter, and here we go. McDowell will inbound the basketball to Camden Ransdell. Back around to Hendricks Barnes on the right wing. Barnes takes a few dribbles. Comes back out front to Ransdell. Off to Braden Sobel, way out on the left wing. Here's Ransdell. Back across to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes thought he had Braden Sobel open. Now Braden's calling for the ball. Ransdell will give the ball to McDowell in the corner. Austin, a three ball is up. Good! McDowell hits his first bucket of the night, and it's a three. 25-14. Nokomis with the lead. Altamont with the basketball. We're just underway third quarter. Here's Biggs with a three. Good! Biggs, it's his second tray of the night. He's got 8 points. And that makes it 25-17. Nokomis with the lead. 7:07 to go, third quarter. Here's Hendricks Barnes. Back out to Carter Sobel at the top of the key. Barnes open for a two. Good! Hendricks Barnes with 4 points tonight. 27-17. Nokomis by 10. Just under 7 minutes to go, and a bad pass. Nokomis picks it up. McDowell in for the layup. Austin with 5 points tonight. 29-17. Here comes the Nokomis press. Stevenson races into the front court for Altamont. Gives it off to Yarhouse. Or Dukewich, rather. Back out to Stevenson. Here's Yarhouse with it out front. Around to Alec Biggs. Biggs feeds back across to Yarhouse. Biggs at the top of the key. Takes one dribble. Yarhouse, he's going to launch the three. No good. Carter Sobel, the rebound for Nokomis. 6:15 to go, third quarter. Nokomis leads 29-17 and has the basketball. Here's Hendricks Barnes out on the right wing. Gives off to Carter Sobel in the right corner underneath the Braden. The ball knocked away. Turnover number 8 by Nokomis. Into the front court is Yarhouse. Out to Stevenson. Down the lane he goes. Layup good. Stevenson with 11. Boy, that kid is quick. 29-19. 10-point lead for Nokomis. 5:45 to go, third quarter. Nokomis with the basketball. Ransdorf walks it into the front court. Off to the left side of the lane. Stops. Fires it back across to Barnes. It was tipped. Hendricks comes up with it. And he'll back out. Nokomis resets. Barnes into the corner to Braden Sobel. Underneath the lob to Carter. Carter puts it up and in, and it counts. A chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. And that foul called against Witt. That's his second. Team's first. Carter Sobel with that basket now with 6 points and gives Nokomis a 31-19 lead. And a three-point play on the way. Yes, sir! 7 points for Carter Sobel and a 32-19 lead for Nokomis. 5:20 to go, third quarter. Altamont with the basketball. Here's Dukewich with the ball. Trapped in the coffin corner, and he calls for a timeout. Great defense that time by Nokomis. 5:12 to go, third quarter. It's Nokomis 32, Altamont 19. Back with more in 40 seconds. Altamont with the basketball following the timeout. Dukewich inbounds the ball to Stevenson in the backcourt. Nokomis with a 32-19 lead. Here's Stevenson top of the key. Bounce pass across to Alec Biggs. Biggs double teamed out front as Nokomis tries to trap. Bounce pass to the corner. The three ball is up. No good. And rebound by Stevenson. The putback. No good. And the rebound by Braden Sobel for Nokomis. Off to Camden Ransdorf into the front court. 4:45 to go, third quarter. Nokomis leading 32-19. Here's Ransdorf down the lane. Puts up the shot. No good. Tip by Sobel is good. Braden has 10 points tonight. 34-19 Nokomis. Stevenson down the lane. Or not Stevenson. But Dukewich down the lane, puts it up, and is called for traveling. Turnover number 11 by Altamont. So the ball will go back to Nokomis. 4.5 to go, third quarter. Nokomis with a 34-19 lead. Here's Ransdell with the basketball. Holding the ball high, gives it off to Braden Sobel at the high post. Back out to McDowell. Austin. Stops, gives it off to Carter Sobel. Sobel to McDowell in the corner. Austin puts up the 15-footer, no good. Rebound pulled down by Dukewich. Ahead to Stevenson for Altamont, into the corner. Yarhouse going to pop the three ball, good. Yarhouse with his first bucket tonight. And that makes it 34-22. Nokomis with a 12-point lead, the ball, and 3:48 to go, third quarter. Here's Ransdorf into the front court. Off to the right side, off to Hendricks Barnes, and now Nokomis wants a timeout. 3:40 to go in the third quarter. Nokomis 34, Altamont 22. Back with more in 40 seconds. It's 12-point lead for Nokomis, 34-22. Nokomis will inbound the ball following the timeout. Here's Hendricks Barnes way out on the right side, right in front of the Nokomis bench. Drives to the corner, back out to the top of the key. Gives off to Carter Sobel down low. Carter dribbles it back out to the top of the key. Gives it back to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes goes to the left side. Now comes back towards the top of the key. Picks up his dribble. Gives off to Braden Sobel. Braden gives off to Carter. Slashing the lane. Puts it up and in. The Braden-Carter Sobel connection that time. Carter with 9 points. 36-22. Nokomis has the lead. Altamont with the ball. 3 minutes to go. Stevenson down the lane. Traveling. Coming into the contest, Noah Teasley. He's going to replace Caleb Witt for Altamont. And the ball will go back to Nokomis. Nokomis leading by 14 points with 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Ransdell, top of the key. Gives it off to McDowell. Austin, call for traveling. Turnover number 9 for Nokomis. Ball back to Altamont. Coming up tomorrow night here, it'll be Dietrich against Central A&M. And the winners from tonight and tomorrow night meet Friday night at 7 for the championship. Here's Alec Biggs for Altamont. A bounce pass across to Yarhouse. Off on the wing to Stevenson. Back to Yarhouse. Stevenson at the point. Down the lane. And a holding foul, I think, against Austin McDowell. It's going to be Austin's second personal, first team foul. B.J. Chaussee off the bench. And he will replace Camden Ransdell. No, he'll replace Austin McDowell. 2:38 to go, third quarter. Nokomis with a 36-22 lead. Altamont to inbound the ball on the baseline. Quickly into the corner. Yarhouse, or Biggs rather, with a three-pointer from the right corner. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Nokomis. Ransdell into the front court. Off to the left side. Gives the ball off to B.J. Chaussee. B.J. back out front. Goes back to the left side. Gives it back out front to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes puts it on the floor. Backs in. Bounce pass off to Braden Sobel. Lobs in to Camden Ransdell. Knocked away. Turnover number 10 by Nokomis. Here's Yarhouse into the front court for Altamont. Down underneath for Stevenson. Drives in, kicks the ball off on the wing. Three-point shot, good by Biggs. Biggs with his third three of the night. He's got 11, that makes it 36-25. An 11-point lead for Nokomis with 108 seconds to go in the third quarter. And we're gonna have a hand check foul call on Alec Biggs. Biggs will get his second. That'll be the team's second. Out of bounds for Nokomis. Near midcourt, B.J. Chaussee gets the ball into Hendricks Barnes. Barnes along the left sideline. On the dribble, back to the top of the key. Lobs the ball over to Camden Ransdell. The ball knocked away and picked up by Altamont. And now traveling called against Dukewitz as the teams trade turnovers. 13 for Altamont, 11 for Nokomis. Here comes Alex Tissetti back in for B.J. Chaussee for Nokomis. 94 seconds to go, third quarter. A 36-25 Nokomis lead. Nokomis with a basketball. Ransdell into the front court. Around to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes to Braden Sobel, who called for the ball. Turns around, puts it up from six. No good. Rebound pulled down by Noah Teasley for Altamont. Here's Yarhouse. Top of the key, Biggs for two, good. They're gonna give him three. 14 points for Alec Biggs. That makes it 36-28. That cuts the Nokomis lead to 8 with a minute to play in the third quarter. Nokomis with the basketball. Here's Hendricks Barnes with it out front. Goes back door, off to Tissetti. Alex Grant shoots and scores. Alex Tissetti's first bucket tonight. 38-28, Nokomis by 10. 48 seconds to go, third quarter. Stevenson drives the baseline and is fouled by Carter Sobel. Carter will get his first personal foul, second team foul. Two free throws coming up for Stevenson for Altamont. Mitchell with 11 points tonight. A 38-28 Nokomis lead, 45 ticks left on the clock here in the third quarter. Free throw is good. Stevenson with a dozen. McDowell back in, Tissetti out for Nokomis. And the second toss from the 5'11 senior, Mitchell Stevenson for Altamont. Is long, and the rebound pulled down by Camden Ransdell. Let's see if Nokomis runs some clock here. 39 seconds to go, third quarter. Off to Barnes on the right side. Well, they're running their offense here. Here's Braden Sobel at the top of the key. Has it knocked away. Picked up by Altamont. Bounce pass underneath, and Biggs is called for traveling. So the team's trade turnovers, 12 for Nokomis, 14 for Altamont. Ball back to Nokomis with 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. And Nokomis leading 38-29, and now Altamont wants a timeout. We'll come back with more from the 1A sectional at Central A&M in 40 seconds. A 38-29 lead for Nokomis. 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. The ball will be inbounded on the baseline by Nokomis in the backcourt. Survive and advance. That's what it's all about when it comes to the postseason tournament. And your goal is to play in March. It starts in February, but you want to get into March. Here's Ransdell. A bad pass. Barnes tries to save it. It's loose on the floor and picked up by Carter Sauble, who's called for traveling. Turnover number 13 by Nokomis. 13 seconds to go in the third quarter. And the ball will go back to Altamont. Altamont will inbound the ball right in front of the Nokomis bench. Here comes Connor Engelman off the bench, 5'8 senior. He's going to replace Braden Sauble. A 38-29 lead for Nokomis. Altamont to get the ball back. Denver Dukewitz will inbound the basketball to Alec Biggs. Biggs will walk the ball into the front court. 8 seconds remaining. Around to Yarhouse, works off a pick. Goes to the right corner, off to Biggs. Ball knocked loose, picked up by Altamont, but the buzzer sounds, and that means three quarters in the books. After three quarters of play in this IHSA 1A sectional, it's Nokomis 38, Altamont 29. Back with the money quarter, the fourth quarter, coming up in just a moment. Altamont with the basketball to start the fourth quarter, trailing 38-29. Here's Biggs into the corner. Yarhouse, or Dukewitz hits the three. Dukewitz with his first three of the night, makes it 38-32, and all of a sudden we've got a ball game. We're 30 seconds into the fourth quarter. Nokomis leads by 6 and has the ball. Here's Carter Sauble, pulls up 10-footer, no good. Rebound on the weak side, pulled down by Noah Teasley of Altamont. Ahead it comes to Dukewitz on the baseline. A pass over to Stevenson. Stevenson back out to Yarhouse. A three is around and out, no good. Hendricks Barnes the rebound for Nokomis. 7:05 to go in the game. Nokomis leads by 6 and has the basketball. Here's Barnes with the top of the key. Down to the edge of the lane. Off to McDowell for 3. Around and out, no good. Rebound, Braden Sauble to put back, good. Braden with a dozen points tonight. 40-32, Nokomis by 8. 6:45 to go in the ball game. Here's Teasley, back out to Stevenson. Drives the lane, lays it up and in. Teasley with 14 points tonight. Or check that, Stevenson with 14 points tonight for Altamont. That makes it 40-34. Nokomis by 6. 6.5 to play. Nokomis with the ball. Carter Sauble, left sideline. Drives the baseline, puts it up and in, and a blocking foul. And Sauble has a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. That foul called on Dukewitz. That'll be his first, team's third. Count the basket for Carter Sauble. He has 11. That makes it 42-34 in favor of Nokomis, and he has a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Teasley is out, and back in is Witt. Now they're going to wipe up a little perspiration. Their bodies collided and fell to the floor underneath the basket. A 42-34 lead for Nokomis. And the 6'8 sophomore, Carter Sauble, at the line, trying to complete the old style three-point play. Here we go. Sauble lines it up, puts it up, missed it. Free throw, rebounded by Altamont. They get it ahead to Alec Biggs. Biggs drives a baseline and the ball knocked out of bounds by Braden Sauble. Boy, he read that play well. They were trying to hit Yarhouse in the corner and Braden knocked it out of bounds. So Altamont will inbound on the baseline. Trigger man will be Dukewitz. Lobs it out to Stevenson. Stevenson at the top of the key falls down and he's called for traveling. Turnover number 15. He just stumbled. And the ball will go back to Nokomis. 6:12 to go in the ball game. Nokomis leads 42-34. Barnes will inbound the ball to Austin McDowell in the backcourt. Austin walks it across the midcourt stripe. Goes back door to Carter Sobel, who grabs, shoots, and missed it. Rebound by Stevenson for Altamont. Into the front court. Off to Dukewicz. He drives, puts it up, no good. Carter Sobel the rebound for Nokomis. 5:49 to go in the game. Nokomis leads by 8. And now we've got a foul called against Caleb Witt. Witt gets his third, team's fourth. He was holding on to Braden Sobel, which is not easy to do. 42-34, Nokomis with the lead. They'll inbound on the baseline underneath. They try to go to Camden Ransdorf. The ball knocked out of bounds by Dukewicz. So Nokomis will try and inbound the ball on the baseline once again. Barnes, the trigger man. Out to Austin McDowell, had to leap high to grab the ball. McDowell dribbles back out towards the midcourt stripe. Now drives into the edge of the lane, stops, pops from the elbow, and no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Carter Sobel of Nokomis. 5.5 minutes to go in the game. A 42-34 lead for Nokomis. Altamont gets the basketball back. Here's Stevenson. In the backcourt, picked up his dribble. Into the front court. Off to Yarhouse. Driving in, Biggs puts it up on the layup attempt and missed it. And the rebound pulled down by Nokomis. Here's Ransdorf. Off to Barnes. Hendricks from 10, good. Hendricks Barnes with 6. And it's back to a 10-point lead for Nokomis, 44-34. 5 minutes to go in the game. Altamont with the basketball. And now a foul called on Camden Ransdell. Ransdell gets his third, team's third, this half out of bounds for Altamont. Coming off the bench is Noah Teasley. He will replace Caleb Witt for Altamont. Altamont to inbound the basketball following the foul. Comes around to Alec Biggs. Biggs near the top of the key. Long bounce pass into the left corner. Off to Dukewicz. Back to Biggs from 10, no good. Rebound pulled down by McDowell for Nokomis. Off to Ransdell. Camden drives into the front court. And now timeout called by head coach Steve Kimbrough of Nokomis. 4 minutes, 39 seconds to go in this sectional semifinal. It's Nokomis 44, Altamont 34. Back with more in 40 seconds. It's a 10-point advantage for Nokomis, 44-34. About 4.5 minutes to go in this contest. Altamont has had the lead cut to 6 a couple of times here in this quarter. But it's back up to a 10-point advantage now for Nokomis. Nokomis has led throughout the game, 12-7 after 1, 22-14 at the half, 38-29 after 3, and they lead 44-34 right now. Barnes lobs it into Carter Sobel, who puts it up and missed it. Ben Marley is checked in for Nokomis. He tries for the rebound, can't come up with it. And Alec Biggs with the ball for Altamont. Into the corner for Stevenson. Fadeaway 15-footer, no good. Ball poked to the side, picked up by Austin McDowell for Nokomis. 4:20 to go in the game. Nokomis leads by 10. There's McDowell. Out front on the dribble. Off to Ransdell, left side. Drives the baseline, lays it up and in. Camden saw the opening and took advantage of it. He's got 10. 46-34. Nokomis by a dozen. Altamont with the ball and a long pass. A desperation pass. Picked up by Teasley. Off to Stevenson. He dumps it into the corner to Yarhouse. Back out to Biggs for 3. No good. Rebound by Austin McDowell. Gives it off to Camden Ransdell. Ahead to Hendricks Barnes, tipped away. And the ball out of bounds as it hit Denver Dukewicz, who was actually rolling backwards out of bounds. The ball hit him as he was out of bounds. So a break for Nokomis. Braden Sobel back in. So it's Sobel, Ransdell, Braden Sobel, Carter Sobel, Ransdell, Barnes, and McDowell in for Nokomis. And here comes Witt back in for Altamont, replacing Teasley. And Jeremy Smith doing a little work cleaning up the court where Dukewitz fell to the floor and rolled out of bounds. 3 minutes, 43 seconds to go in this game. Nokomis leading by a dozen, 46-34. So after they cleaned the floor, one official took it and wiped his face with it. Here we go. Backdoor pass to Ransdell, thrown over his head, out of bounds. Nobody touched it, so the ball will go back to the sidelines. Turnover number 14 by Nokomis. Here's Altamont with the basketball. Stevenson into the right corner. Bounce pass. They give it out to Alec Biggs. His three-pointer comes up way short. And Carter Sobel comes up with the basketball. 3.5 to go in the game. Nokomis leading 46-34. Here's Barnes at the top of the key. Nokomis shooting for victory number 24 tonight. Barnes down the left side of the lane. Bounce pass to Braden Sobel, who lays it up and in. Sobel with 14 points tonight. 48-34. Stevenson, a three-point attempt for Altamont, no good. Braden Sobel the rebound to McDowell. Long pass to Carter Sobel. He tries to keep it in play and throws it into the hands of Altamont. 3 minutes to go in the game. Into the corner. Back out front, Stevenson. Down the lane, gives it to Yarhouse. Biggs from the left corner for three, no good. Rebound pulled down by Witt. Out to Stevenson, a long three, good! Stevenson with 17 tonight, 48-37. Nokomis with an 11-point lead and 2:36 to go in the game. Here's McDowell, give and go from Braden Sobel. Shot blocked away as McDowell ends up on the floor. Altamont comes up with the ball. Alec Biggs down the lane, puts it up, fouled by Camden Ransdell. Ransdell gets his fourth, team's fourth. Two free throws coming up for Alec Biggs. Biggs with 14 points tonight. A 48-37 lead for Nokomis. Biggs' free throw, good. He has 15 tonight. And that makes it 48-38. And Biggs could get the lead down to single digits with a free throw here for Altamont. This one is no good. Rebound Camden Ransdell. We're under 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Nokomis with a 10-point lead in the ball. Ransdell out front to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes back out to McDowell. Timeout call by Nokomis. 2:14 to go in the game. It's Nokomis 48, Altamont 38. We'll come back with more in 40 seconds. 2:14 to go in the game. Nokomis with a 10-point lead, and they inbound the basketball following the timeout. Here's Carter Sobel way out on the wing on the left side. Takes a couple of dribbles off to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes double team, drives in, feeds off to Braden Sobel, layup good. Braden with 16 tonight, 50-38. Nokomis by a dozen with under 2 minutes to play in the game. Altamont with the ball. Stevenson off to Alec Biggs. Skip pass into the corner, off to Dukewitz. Back out to Yarhouse from the free throw line, the shot no good. Put back by Biggs, good. Biggs now with 17 points, and now Altamont wants timeout. 100 seconds to go in the ball game. It's Nokomis 50, Altamont 40, back with more in 40 seconds. Nokomis 100 seconds away from a Friday night date with the winner of tomorrow night's Dietrich Central A&M game for the sectional championship. A 50-40 lead with a minute 40 to go in the contest. And Nokomis will inbound the basketball in the backcourt along the baseline. Don't forget, Illini basketball against Iowa in the Big Ten Conference Tournament, 3:30 tomorrow afternoon on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. Here we go. McDowell will get the basketball and lobs it in to Carter Sobel. Back to Austin. Ahead into the front court to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes is fouled immediately. And this foul is going to be on Witt. That's going to be his fourth. Oh, it's going to be on Dukewitz. Dukewitz will get his second. Team's fifth. Out of bounds for Nokomis. A minute 35 to go in the game. Nokomis with a 10-point lead. McDowell gets the ball into Camden Ransdell. Ransdell into the front court to Hendricks Barnes. Double teamed in the Coffin corner. Gets it to McDowell. Back out to Ransdell. Nokomis playing the clock now. As much as they're playing Altamont, and now a foul call against Biggs. That's going to be his third. Team six. Out of bounds one more time before the bonus kicks in. Engelman was in for a short spell, and he comes back out. Braden Sobel is back in. Nokomis inbounds the ball. Here's Ransdell in the front court. Off to Barnes with 80 seconds to play. And now a foul called against Altamont. And this will be on Witt. That'll be his fourth, team seven. And this will put Hendricks Barnes at the free throw line to shoot the one and one. If Nokomis can hit some free throws down the stretch here, they'll put some icing on top of the cake tonight. They have a 10-point lead with a minute 19 to go. Hendricks Barnes at the line for Nokomis. The free throw is good. Hendricks with seven tonight. That makes it 51-40. Dietrich and Central A&M play tomorrow night in the sectional. Next toss is up, and this one is in and out and back in. Shooter's touch. 8 points for Barnes and a 52-40 lead for Nokomis. 75 seconds to go in the game. There's a three ball up, no good by Yarhouse, and the rebound pulled down by Nokomis. And a foul called against Altamont to stop the clock. And this one is against Dukewitz. Dukewitz gets his third, team's eighth, and McDowell will be at the line to shoot the one in bonus. Austin with 5 points tonight. A minute seven to go in this ball game. Nokomis with a 12-point advantage. Free throw by Austin, no good. Rebound by Stevenson for Altamont into the front court. Mitchell Stevenson lost the handle on the basketball, and Nokomis comes up with it. And a foul on Witt, and he's fouled out of the ball game. That's team foul number nine. Teasley's back in for Altamont. And Carter Sobel will be at the line to shoot the one and one. Carter with 11 points tonight. We're under a minute to play in the ball game. Sobel trying to extend the 12-point lead to 13, and he does. A dozen points for Carter tonight. 53-40. Looks like we'll be back on Friday night, 6:50 with the pregame show here on FM 106 and streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. Second free throw missed. Rebound Altamont. A long three is up by Biggs, no good. Rebound Carter Sobel. Carter, outlet pass to Connor Engelman. Connor along the sidelines is fouled, and he'll shoot a couple of free throws, as that's going to be the 10th team foul. That foul called against Dukewitz. And Connor Engelman to shoot two for Nokomis with 44 seconds to go in the game. Engelman's free throw is good. 5'8 senior has had elbow problems. Good to see Connor make that free throw. Let's see if he can make another one here. 54-40. 55-40. There you go, Connor. A 15-point lead for Nokomis with 40 seconds to go in the game. Stevenson a three, no good. Didn't draw any iron, just hit the backboard. Nokomis with the rebound. And Nokomis is coming back Friday night for the sectional championship. Here's McDowell with a half a minute to play. Out to Carter Sobel. Hendricks Barnes out front. Barnes lobs off to Carter Sobel with 20 seconds to go. The big guy drives the baseline. Back out to Barnes, taken away by Stevenson. Stevenson drives down the lane, goes in, and is fouled by Connor Engelman. Engelman will get his first personal foul for Nokomis, the 15th foul. And two shots for Mitchell Stevenson of Altamont. 11 seconds to go in the game. 11 seconds away from the 24th win of the year for Nokomis. Free throw by Stevenson, no good. Here comes B.J. Chaussee, Ben Marley, and Alex Tassetti back in. Ransko is out, and the Sobel boys are out. 55-40 the score, Nokomis with the lead. Mitchell Stevenson at the line, gets a second free throw attempt. The attempt is up, and it is no good. Rebound pulled down by Connor Engelman. And now time called by the official just to get some more substitutes in for Altamont. 55-40, Nokomis with the lead. Nokomis inbounds the basketball, comes into Barnes, back to Connor Engelman. 7 seconds to go, 3 seconds to go, 2-1, and that's it. Nokomis wins this one, 55-40 over Altamont, and that means Nokomis will move on to the championship game on Friday night at 7 o'clock, a game you can hear live right here on WSMI FM 106.1.